Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it, so far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz slip, acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
And I'm Matt Big Stats Franco, and this is Big Stats Idol Hour, the station that's got 'em looking. That was got 'em looking by my group, the MSFP crew. That's our regular staple for our theme song. We got a very special guest with us today. We have Jonathan Pellman from our partnering site, Design Webpaging. This is also where you would go if you want to place advertisements, to have an advertisement on here. Also, he's a graphic designer that's currently residing in Hollywood, Florida. So, and I know we've had a lot of guests from the Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Florida area. So, would you care to try to connect with some of these guests, see if we could stir up some business for you?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Is there a phone number that they can contact you at?
Yeah, it's 1-661-450-7427.
All right. So, I know originally this website, Design Webpaging, started out as a site that was primarily to advertise your graphic design work. How did you get into graphic design work?
In order to answer your question, I was in Los Angeles or Technical Institute College back in 2003 and majored into computer graphics and desktop publishing, as well as major in Microsoft and micromedia. As a graphic designer, today I run my own side business as well, but I also work for a company here in Plantation, Florida, as an appointment center, and going forward.
All right. And so people know a little bit about our background and how long we've known each other and worked together. We originally met at a camp, I think at the time we were both like 10, if I remember.
That would stand correctly.
We lost communication for a while, but then at the time I was working at a retail store for my father in Beverly Hills, he happened to obtain a business card from yours. I think it was you were on you were on your way to an appointment to see one of your therapists that worked in the same building as my dad's store, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Since then, we sort of started working a lot together at our, and even was our unofficial videographer for our last show back in April for the MSFB crew.
That's correct, and that was actually before I moved out here to Hollywood, Florida. Sorry to have to leave LA so quickly. I do miss it to today. With my friends out there, and even though I'm not there and I'm here, I'm dealing with it the best way I can.
All right. We're going to talk to you some more. I'm going to toss it to this song by an artist by the name of Daryl Russ. This is Don't Remember Me.
I try to be your everything, even promise things that I don't mean. I tried to fool my heart for you, I know that I've been so cruel.
Don't remember me.
Don't remember. Oh, tell me now, don't you remember?
Remember.
Oh, now, baby, remember. That I can change. I tried to hide it from my face. I told myself how I should be, but I could not be just what it. Yeah, and all this time
forgive me? Would it mean you'd forget me too?
That was Don't Remember Me by Daryl Russ. We have Jonathan Pellman of designwebpaging.com on the line with us. It's our partnering site. Going back into... some of the projects you've worked on in your portfolio, what would you say was probably one of your most interesting and possibly even controversial works that you've done?
Is that supposed to be a trick question or a rhetorical question? How would you like me to answer that one?
If you want, you can break it up into two questions, if that would be easier.
Okay. I would say, actually, the first poster that I did back in L.A. or was basically the one from the Grove, which was the kosher hot dog stand, which unfortunately is no longer in existence since last year. They went out of business. Actually, they shut that down. It was a good place, though, I'll tell you that much. And basically, that was actually one of my first artworks back in 2003. And basically, that sign represented not only the Jewish aspect, but also the rest of the Grove at large, and showing them really what they served there, you know, what they represented as a whole. And at the end of the day, their products came out seemingly hot, and they were good, and they actually got an A-plus rating at the end of the day, so they did pretty well. I was sorry to see them go when they actually had gone out of business, actually, of May 31st of last year, to be exact.
And what would you say was one of your most controversial projects?
I would technically go to explain actually a couple of the websites that I did back 2005, 2006. One of them being for MD Properties, another one being for the Chosen Sisters. These are just some of the people that I had met through the different networking meetings that I went to back in Los Angeles, and the organization that existed for over 10 years, the IBNBH, the Israeli Business Network of Beverly Hills, which unfortunately is no longer in existence. due to certain reasons. I would say I had gotten a little bit of a fruit out of that networking meeting, but not by much. Today, actually, there's actually a new one that came out called JBNBH, basically the Jewish Networking Business of Beverly Hills. That's actually run by Jonah Light, who's actually an Orthodox Jew who runs the organization. He's actually also a photographer at large. You guys are welcome to look him up on the website. You can Google Jonah Light Photography. You'll be able to see more what he's about and what he represents. And he's actually the owner that has actually started the JBN LA. I'm sorry, it's JBNLA.com, the Jewish Business Network of LA. And in the end, I had started going to a few of his meetings when I was still back in LA before actually I had moved here back in July 9th of this past year. And as far as I know, it's still going on strong. There are a lot of people that go to it every month and they actually do enjoy it. They do get actual clientele out of it. Surprisingly, to tell you the truth.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to you a bit, some more in a bit. We're going to toss it to our next song. This is called Ray Charles Swag, and it comes to us by a rapper by the name of Big Mook.
I can't lie, all you
Our partnering site, designwebpage.com, on the line with us. We're going back to talk about early days, and we got a lot of things that are going on this site. Again, this is where you would go if you're looking to get advertisements on the station here. This is where you would go if you're looking for content. To also record in the MSFP studio. This is where you could go if you're looking to get copyright. We have a magnificent graphic design team there as well. One ad that I saw you do for your portfolio. Was an ad advertisement you did for Starbucks. Tell us about this ad.
Basically, Starbucks the Adeno, which in Hebrew translates to Starbucks coffee in your hand, actually happened to be years ago a controversial poster, because actually that represented back in the day, unfortunately, really what it means is Yerushalayim the Adeno, Jerusalem in our hands. And unfortunately, when this sign was created, it was actually mocking back to going back to the State of Israel's history of the 1967 war, especially when it was Yom Kippur, that it ended up being that in 1967 that Israel, that Jordan, Palestine, and the other Arab countries and surrounding areas had conquered Jerusalem in earlier years. Starting from the history of 1948, when actually Ben-Gurion had actually signed peace process back in the day when it at that time when the State of Israel actually was officially created. And it ended up being that when Jerusalem was conquered for a temporary time, for certain reasons, it ended up being a struggle to get it back. And in 1967, after the war, we had actually had obtained Jerusalem back in our hands. And then it ended up being a few years back that somebody had mopped that poster that was created. Actually, I got paid from it from actually Shalom LA, which is one of the Israeli newspapers in the LA area, as long as with Idiot Achronot, Sheva Yisraeli, and some of the other Israeli newspapers in the area back in California. Basically what happened was that they had gotten so many phone calls and complaints because it was put up in certain areas, and a lot of these areas in Southern, they were offended because they really knew the truth, that it was Jerusalem that we got back in our hands, not a Starbucks coffee. And at one point, they just took the sign down. So at the end of the day, it was controversial because it was created for the wrong reason.
All right. We're going to talk to you some more. I'm going to toss it to a song that I executive produced myself. This is by Tierra Mora, featuring Crown, and the song's for sale on our parent website that I mentioned at the end of every episode, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. The song is for sale there. It's on I have it on other albums, but the benefit for going to this site and getting it is 50% of the proceeds go to the Gibson Foundation to benefit music education. So here it is, Tierra Mora featuring Crown, Almost There.
Excuse me. Right. I'm looking for 3210. No problem.
That was Almost There by Sierra Moore featuring Crown. We got Jonathan Pellman from designwebpaging.com on the lot with us. How you doing there?
Nah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
All right. We've had some collaborative projects where you, me, and our good and our partner Mr. Leary all came together. There is one that sticks out in my mind. I think it was for some. I think it was for we were doing flyers and business cards for some healing center, if I recall. And we all kind of chipped in on working on that one. Do you recall that experience?
I'm sorry, say again, I didn't catch you.
There was one project I recall, and I believe it was for some healing center that that you, me, and our partner Mr. Leary all chipped it in on the work on. Do you remember that?
The welding center that actually the welding center actually is run by a woman named Tanya Sadin. She's actually Persian Middle Eastern, and she has several different products that she deals with on a daily basis. She gives classes downtown LA and in surrounding areas. And she actually does what she does. She basically helps a lot of different pregnant women go through the experience of pregnancy and different aspects. At the end of the day, she has, thank God, has become very successful from what I know, and she really does enjoy her work.
All right. And I know that you've had some other partners that you've worked with in the past. Tell us about the there's this advertisement with one of your former partners that you did for a for a DVD box set for Family Guy.
That was actually by another artist that I actually chipped in on. That was by Elijah Berger, Ray from Midwest, from California for the last 20 years. And he actually originally worked for Shalom LA and the surrounding areas and done different types of stuff, design work, and worked with several different newspapers, not only Israeli, but also English. So he's done a lot of different designs, a lot of different posters, a lot of different websites. A lot of them. He also enjoys what he does on a frequent basis.
All right. We're going to talk to you a bit more in a few. We're going to toss it to a song. It's actually a cover song of a called Let Me Hold You. This was originally done by Bow Wow and Omarion. This cover is the official MSFC crew cover of this song.
Okay.
We'll talk a bit more in a few.
Okay, sorry.
Let me hold you. The covered by the MSFP crew.
Excuse me. You know what 3210 is? Yeah, I'm looking for 3210. I do, but keep telling me I'm here. Stoning Road in Hollywood.
Now here we go. I've been watching you for a minute. Come through here, so sweet, sit it. And like all you need is in it. I'm determined to win it. I know what you need, I know what's wrong. I know how to be tight, everything will be alright. It's
Joe. Thanks.
And introduce you to my world. And introduce you to the better side of life that you ain't been seeing, boy. I'ma show you where it's at, and I'ma show you how to get it. All you gotta do is be with it, and like a real chick supposed to. I never would have approached you if I ain't having intentions on doing good. See, girl, you with it so cool to me, boy. You're so cool, and all I'm asking you to do is damn, like a best friend, two homies in the game. And you cry, wanna feel your pain. No secrets, no blame. All excitement, nothing plain. You be happy, that's my aim, and all you gotta do, boy, is
in my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong. Let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living. Oh, baby, baby, it can never go wrong.
Never.
Let me hold you.
I'ma keep on what promise to the fresh. Yeah, we can ball, we can ball till there's no more left. I know you ain't used to it, but you gon' get used to it. Cause that's the only way I'ma do it, just let me hold you. Homies think I'm tripping cause I got you a pad. But see, they just mad, cause they ain't get you, they ain't get you. Scorpio is your sign, and boy, you're so fine. And I would do whatever in no time, no shine. But you coming with me, I'ma change all that. Rearrange that, put you in the range, all black. With the wrist to match, phone attached. Look at me like here you go. Really bad to touch me though, but ain't nobody did it before. Why you can hold it? See, I believe this was meant to be. Just gotta work at it like a crack addict up in rehab.
In my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong. Let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living. Oh, baby, baby, it can never go wrong.
Never.
Let me hold you
down, down, around California. Everybody know now what I'm trying to do. I said down, down, around California for fam. I'm just trying to get you to down, down, around California for fam. Everybody know now what I'm trying to do. I said down, down, around California for fam. I'm just trying to get you to let me hold you
in my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong. Let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living. Oh, baby, baby, it can never go wrong,
never.
Let me hold you.
Hey, yo, man, get over here. Know what it is?
And that was the MSFP crew cover of Let Me Hold You. We got Jonathan Pellman on the line with us from designwebpaging.com. If you guys haven't checked out that site yet, go check it out. We do all sorts of work in advertisement, copy, writing. You can also buy gift certificates for work there.
at the site. So if you're not sure, you can buy, buy gift certificates and apply that for work from any of the services we provide at designwebpage.com. We also have very special packages there. Musicians package, which includes everything from recording of your music to the actual graphic design artwork for your album. Definitely something that the musicians out there that are listening should look into. If you're looking to advertise on the station, also a great place to go. If you're looking to for an affordable recording studio, also a good website to go to. So I highly recommend, if you're listening to this broadcast, to go to this website, www.designwebpaging.com. Bookmark the site. We're going to be updating it, and there'll be some more artwork that you'll be able to see soon. Are there any exciting projects that you're currently working on?
Actually, I'm actually still waiting for some more work from you, and actually, it has crossed my mind, just wondering how much longer it's going to be till I end up getting something, but I'll have to find out a little bit later, technically.
The website's definitely up and running, and we gave you the plug earlier for, and I know that there are artists and other individuals in your area that are definitely looking for help with graphic design, somewhere that they could go and get good work at an affordable rate, and at Design Web Paging, no matter what you're looking to get, you get good work at an affordable rate.
That's correct.
All right. We're going to toss it to another song, and we'll talk to you a bit more in a few minutes. This song is a mixtape song. It comes to us by a female rapper singer by the name of Black Diamond, who had an interesting take on a classic Beyonce song, Sweet Dreams. This is her take on it. This is called My Sweet Dreams by Black Diamond.
Me too, but it was only in my dreams. I still daydream with you.
If you're just joining us, we got Jonathan Pellman from designwebpaging.com on the phone with us. And this could be, in this field, has there ever been any kind of, and you can interpret this question however you want, has there ever been any kind of obstacles that you've had to overcome?
Obstacles regarding what?
Like I said, this question is up for interpretation. You can whether it be a physical obstacle or some sort of emotional obstacle or whatever, has there ever been any kind of obstacle that you've had to overcome?
I would say, I've gone through many different, surgeries and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't let things like that get in my way. You know what I mean?
All right. We're coming to the end of our show. I want to thank you for joining us today. As always, if you guys want to learn more about me and the stuff I do, help out with the station, help with them starting my foundation. foundation, the Big Step Dream Foundation, benefiting special needs children with music education. Go to our parent website at msfpinc.com. Also, this site will, on the homepage, also have links to my music page, MSFP Crew Music. It will have a link to the designwebpaging.com page, as well as a few other things. Go to the site, listen to your hearts, and donate. We have a donate button at the bottom of the page. That's msfpinc.com. msfpinc.com. All right, we're gonna leave you with today with a rock mega mix that features Limp Bizkit, Korn, Metallica, Disturbed, Cypress Hill, Crazy Town, Linkin Park, and then it tops it all off with Eminem. This is the Rock Mega Mix.
Shout! Shout! I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel too much is never enough. You always get to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want to know I'm putting it down. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady. You're my other side, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. You're my electric, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make you electric, you make me go crazy.
Rock Mega Mix featuring Limp Bizkit, Korn, Metallica, Eminem, Disturbed, Cypress Hill, Crazy Town, and Linkin Park. I want to thank again Jonathan Feldman for stopping by and joining us. Alright. And we'll talk to you soon. As I said before, make sure to check out our parent website, mssp.com. That's mssp.com, where you can scroll to the bottom, check out past and present episodes of this show, hear the music that I've been working on. Certain songs there are for sale for the Gibson Found, with 50% benefiting the Gibson Foundation. There's also that donate button at the bottom, where if you want to help on donating to the startup of my foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, benefiting special needs children with music education, just scroll to the bottom of that page on msfpinc.com. Reach into your hearts and donate. I want to thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're gonna switch it up for this week only, where our segment is gonna be on tomorrow's episode, and since it's going to be a Thursday instead of a Friday, it's going to be a special throwback episode that you guys don't want to miss. So come check it out, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.